Morning, everybody. Today we are going to make a big seal. We are finishing Hilchos Tefillah, which we've been learning for a long, long time. We've arrived at the last two Se'ifim of Hilchos Tefillah, which are very short and very easy. So we're going to learn them through now, and then we're going to start a new topic in this session. So it says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Kishi Yotzeh, Beis HaKnesset, Chafei Tzitz Zayin, or leaves the shul. Over a pasuk, we should say the following pasuk: Hashem Necheni, the Goyim. So it doesn't tell us what the rest of the pasuk is. Obviously, in his times, everybody said this, and it was so obvious what the end of the pasuk was, they didn't bother telling us the end of the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Tes, Hashem Necheni, B'Tzidkos, Chalaman Shoyroi, lead me in the way of Tzedek, that I shouldn't fall with my enemies. Haisha Lepone Darkecho, lead me on the straight way. Now that's the pasuk which you should say when leaving the shul. We seem to have lost one of the footcases, but I've made two very easy teachings. And then we've got a new sheet. So, okay, one thing Zion is because I don't think you usually bring a safer. So. Okay. So that's the pasuk which the Kitzur said you should say when leaving the shul. For some reason or other, this custom seems to have fallen by the wayside. I've never seen anybody who says this pasuk. I'm not even sure if it's printed in Sfurim. It's recorded in the Ramah in this custom, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to be done nowadays.
One of the things we have to think about is since we're supposed to appreciate the fact we've got a base to make measures to learn in, that we should take on maybe say Matovah when we go in.
Right, so a bit more discussed in these things that have to do with the comments of the Beis Medrash. Yeah, I think it's a good point.
Matovah we still do.
Yeah. People do it, yeah. When you come in. These things, a lot of these things are sort of these extra bits and pieces have a bit fallen by the wayside. Yeah, you're right.
Is this a Beis Medrash as well, or is it a Beis Medrash?
I know he says Beis Medrash, it's true, but I don't think it makes any difference. It means, you know, it's really done. As you go out. We should talk about both Aron Kodesh and we should sort of bow towards Aron Kodesh, the Talmud Hanifta Me Rabbi, like the Talmud who leads his teacher, Kashiyoka Mechnetas Loyetiv Loyetiv Achoya of Aron Kodesh. This too is something we could improve on. When a person leaves the Mechnetas, he shouldn't leave backwards, and then you side. You should go a bit on the side. It doesn't mean you have to leave to be completely the opposite way around and walk. And walk backwards, but it shouldn't be completely with your back to the shul. Should a little bit on the side as a motion of covered. The chenbiyur is also in our table. Likewise, when a person goes down from standing in front of the Aron Kodesh, this is relevant for Kohanim. He shouldn't walk the normal way one walks with one back to the Aron Kodesh. One should walk a little bit on the side. As we press, kashiyotim v'taknetzim, when a person leaves the shul, often the roots in its surface here, gata, a person should not run or even walk particularly large steps. Not to show that leaving the shul is like sort of a pleasure for him, it was a burden to be in shul, and now for sure, hey, he's running away. Shouldn't give that type of impression. But when does this apply? When his next step is to go to his business after davening in the morning, that's where he's facing. If his next step is to a place of learning, mitzvah no roots, then there's no problem. On the contrary, it is a mitzvah to run. And as I said, Baruch Hashem, we have completed Hilchos Tefillah, which we've been learning for so long. And we're now going to start a new topic. So I thought that perhaps we'll try and take a look. You know, we looked at Hilchos Tefillah, which is something which accompanies us every day. It's nice to be discussing because we're over a lot of things that are constant. So I thought we'll take a look at there's a sort of set of three mitzvahs which also accompany us in a very, very constant fashion, which are mezuzah, tefillin, and tzitzis. So the three reminders of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. So I thought that we will try and take a look at the halachos which are relevant to these mitzvahs, and today we'll make a little start on Hilchos Mezuzah. So also learning it as we go along, and we'll see how we go. So we'll start now in the first piece. Mitzvahs asay likbar mezuzah b'chol Pesach. There's a mitzvah asay, a positive command, likbar mezuzah b'chol Pesach, on every entrance. Now, why is he stressing here every entrance? Maybe even before. Before that, let's just talk a second on the mitzvah saseh, very unusually over here. The Shulchan Aruch adds not just the actual halacha, the mitzvah saseh, to fix the mezuzah, but he adds some words of musar and chizuk, so encouragement. And the Shulchan Aruch says that one should take extreme care with help with mitzvahs. Mezuzah, sorry, it's a zayvah ma'oi, Shulchan Aruch says. B'chol ha-zoyevah, somebody who is zohir in mitzvahs mezuzah, ya'arichu yomah b'nei 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 b'nei. Auspicious for Arichus Yomim, then the Ainu is not your body, is Katsur. And if he's not Zomim, then a little of the opposite happens. So it's worthwhile to pay attention and be careful with the halachas. I think it's unusual that the Shulchan Aruch adds this type of chiduk, so it's obviously important halachas. Now, we said this is a saying to fix the mezuzah, b'chol pesach, on every single entrance. Even somebody who has many rooms. So not just if you live in one room apartment, everything's in one area, and you have one door, you fix the mezuzah on that one door. But even if you have many doors like we do nowadays, you fix the mezuzah on every door. And he stresses this because the Amori calls in the mezuzah that in his time there was a prevalent custom where people were lenient to themselves and they fixed the mezuzah just to the front door.
What's the source of it?
Doesn't seem to have any clear source.
What's the source on every door?
Because the every door is called is a door.
I didn't understand
your answer. Pasuk says, mezuzah is Beis Sefer. So the meaning of Beis Sefer in the pasuk isn't like a house. Very often in halacha it's this way. Bais doesn't mean, we call it a house, but it doesn't really mean a house, it means a room. So mezuzah Beis Sefer is the doorway, mezuzah Beis Sefer, like the Pasuk says, the doorway of every room. It was a misunderstanding that cropped up, or perhaps, okay. Who knows what his meaning he cropped up, or what the historical angle is, but for some reason or other, a sort of minhag crept in for people to be lenient for themselves to do this, and the Ramah writes very strongly against it, that one should take care and put a mezuzah on every single doorway, and Baruch Hashem, nowadays I think this leniency has disappeared, and people know that you put a mezuzah on every single doorway, but that's why the kids of Shulchan Aruch stress it.
I mean, a fishing probably did it only in one
person's house. It comes from the people who like take everything very literally,
yeah.
So they think that it means the house and that house?
I don't know. It's obvious why it disappears.
Yeah.
For simple reason, because usually it is part of the name.
Yeah.
The whole house is one room.
Right. Okay, so if the whole house is one room, then it could be that that's like
what it is.
Right, so it could exactly be that that's where it cropped up from. Because originally it was just that one
room.
They didn't know they got another room.
But they need to put it here.
That's where it cropped up from, like a historical thing. They didn't know they had another room. You've got to put another mezuzah, because they never used to have such a thing. Always was normal just to have one room. Yeah, it could be.
Travel on the north or where you see old houses, the same thing.
That's what it is.
And then where is it? The problem is that you can then sleep in the same places.
The good old fashioned houses.
And then
the same
people
like
you.
Like we did nowadays, yeah. Yeah, we live in luxury.
Yeah, well, what is room for my broom? Do I need to put it there? What is room for a broom?
Even the broom has got its own room. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that, not only that, then it comes to another level of pitch. Even if you have many rooms, the whole cheder kamah psochit. Even if you have a room that has two doors, each door, not only each room, but each door is higher than the mezuzah. Pa'atsuyim, but then they tonight, pa'atsuyim the knisa v'yitzir, provided that the purpose of the door is for regular entrance and exit. We'll see in a second what that comes to the exclusion. Regular entrance and exit are not for something else.
Nothing else.
So not, for example, we're going to see in a second, the classic example in halacha is an entranceway that's made for, specifically for bringing in types of goods, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Let's say you have somebody who has a store or something like that, and he had one special door that's for delivery of goods. Maybe it's larger, easier, more convenient, but he has another door that's for regular going in and out. So then the door of regular going in and out, that's considered the door. And the doorway of just bringing in goods, that's not called a true entranceway in our life.
What about fire escape door? People never use it except fire.
Yes, the good China. The fire, I'm thinking it, should be like goods, but I'm going to check that one up really later. Unless you say that at the end of the day it's full, it is. Anyway, it's certainly not for entrance, right? The Tanai over here is, it should be for Knesset Yitzhak. Yes, yes. For entrance over here.
Yes, most of them have some domain.
Right, it's not for entrance, it's only for exit.
Yes, because there will be you,
right?
All for security.
Security, prisoners, who knows what. They're really only for exit. So the Chaira, I'm going to check that up, but the Chaira, it should be that those doors are not fire for Mrs. Men. Let's come back to it. Kitzur has got many doors which are for entrance and for exit. Other Vishnu Rodin wrote the Echon Mehem, even if primarily you use one of them. But there are others, and their purpose is for entrance and exit. Mikol Mokhein, Chayobin de Mezuzah. They all have to have a Mezuzah, but even if it's Matu Hadiyurim. Even if the reason there are so many doors is because originally this building was meant to serve, or this house was meant to serve, many, many people. So there are many doors, planned on a grand scale. For some reason, there's less people there, it's become a smaller population, and but the doors are still there, then you still need a mezuzah. Yeah.
So right now, the situation is, at this stage, first time, the problem where
yeah.
Money right now. Right now, you have a house.
Yeah.
Then you go into the doors, often not often, different square, you discuss.
Yeah.
But right now, you have mate.
Okay.
And mate forbidden to go. And she has only one door to teach you in and out. This is how we live. So we can.
Right, okay.
I don't know what's happened in South Africa. So.
We were going to speak to some people, but they didn't have
it. It was their own separate door.
One door they can run.
Okay.
We didn't teach them about this. So, but what I'm going to tell you, does this door mean business? Because I personally never was to this door.
So it's
maybe anybody who lives in this house never goes to this door. It's just me.
It's made only for the people in this year.
Made in and out, and that's all. Why? Because that's a lot of geography.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
No, it doesn't make a difference.
And somehow I never had a situation. Because it's easy. You feel this is for yourself when you use these stuff.
Right.
You're not using it for it means not for you.
Very
interesting.
It's just a little different because it is made for entrance and exit, but not for entrance and exit of anybody who lives in the house, and only for entrance and exit of probably on the jet track.
That's an extension of you, doing what you want to do.
It's like your shliach is there for you.
It's a creation, right?
Yeah.
What is the cash?
Okay.
We had just a little bit in work.
Yeah.
The Jewish people put up mezuzahs on their doors. But the goyim that live there were in certain offices
there. Yeah, okay, that's
a bit different. We should have done it in Bulgaria anyway, but we seem to be that we have no one. Why are we discriminating?
That's not a little different, because that might come to the halachas which we're going to see of shutfas of a goy, right? Shutfas akum. So the law's not chayav in mezuzah, and suddenly it's there. Their rooms, they're not. Because they're like on the sort of shabbat b'shabbat. This case is a bit different because it's your way.
No, because it's not the beginning of what right. You said. Doors which I'm using, right?
Yes.
Have been
you would have asked, it's still a door.
This door belongs to me, no question, but it's my house. But I never use.
Yeah, okay, it's a nice challenge. We're going to have to look into that one a little more. We need to try to get back. So I've jotted it down. Let's look into it a little more. So let's finish this theme. So even if those doors are no longer used, but they were originally dedicated for Knesset and Yetziah, they still climb. Let's just say that's for the exclusion of if you actually do some action to close up the door. So if they were made originally for Knesset and Yetziah, and they're not so much in use anymore, but they're still there, these things, they're still climbing. But if you take a hammer and nails, and you nail that door closed, and you say, no, we don't use all these doors anymore, then it's no longer climbing with us. That's only if you do like an action that's really a modification of that entranceway. If you simply lock it or something, that's not enough of an action to be considered a nullification, because people generally lock doors within the use of a door. It doesn't take it away from its use. But to nail a door closed or stick it closed in some fixed fashion or something like that is considered a nullification of that doorway.
There should be some sign that you're not using the door.
Yeah, that's like a nullification. The doorway no longer signs. Let's read till the end. Ah, this we already read. We explained it. Akenyesh ezer pesach she'ene osa lelachnis shom. Ezer machon if prokin. If we have some entranceway that's simply for bringing in goods, the yesh shom pesach acher, and there is another entrance, the knisa v'yetzia, for entrance and exit, azay ha-pesach ha-osu rak lechachnis masoit putur. Then the entranceway that's simply for bringing goods in is potter, as we said, because we need an entranceway which is for knisa v'yetzia. Okay, we've learned the first piece. We'll stop it for today. That's what we say.